And I think musically, we'd always, since the beginning of DFT, we'd always had that high energy thing, which was a component of punk. We'd had the slightly off the wall lyrics, but we still looked a bit hippie-ish. But it was one day in County Durham where Rob persuaded Andy to let him cut his hair and shave his beard and moustache off, and that was it. That was kind of like when that happened. It was like, wow, Andy, you look amazing, and I cut my hair and shaved my beard and moustache off. So, and that was all it took really for us to look like a punk band, because the music was already there. The songs were shorter songs, and they were fast and energetic, and the subject matter was kind of almost there, So, yeah, our transformation took part up in County Durham, in more ways than one.
So you came out as the more punkier DFT
Yeah.
out of the working men's clubs.
Yeah. Yeah. And by this time, we'd kind of decided that if we were serious, and we were serious, then we had to move to London, which we did in July 77.
You just
We
went down.
moved en masse, yeah, and we rented a house in Stoke Newington. Rob didn't live in the house with us. I don't think Tony did either, but Andy and me and a couple of our roadies, we rented this house, which became our headquarters.
You sign on.
Yeah, we went to Arcola Street in Hackney and signed on. I remember standing in the queue there. It was a bit different to the one in Hesel, crikey. Much bigger inner city place, obviously. Yeah, so we signed on, and there we were in London. And within that 6 months from July, well, 5 months really, to the end of that year, we'd got Pye Records pretty much interested. We'd got a manager, Steve Flack, wide boy from Harlow, and we'd done a lot of gigs. We got reviews in the music press, and we were a happening band on the scene.
Were you classed in the new wave punk vibe
Yeah,
then? Yeah.
yeah,
So you were playing with bands like that, of
yeah,
that age,
yeah. We were playing all the places. Every gig we played, we'd see the Stranglers that played there, or we're going to play there, the next few days, and the Clash and the Jam and Eater and all those, Generation X, all those bands.